to Phoenix before I was born. She was tired of concrete creeping out to the rows of corn. Traded that for orange groves, their sweet scent stinging the air. But looking back 20 years later, she said that concrete seemed to follow me here. So every year at Easter, when the snow was brown, we'd pack up all our t-shirts and head south of town. South by Southwest, down remnants of old 66. It was 2 days on the Greyhound, but we were bound to get our spring fever fix. Fresh made raisin pie, while smoke trailed like spiral graphs from blue angels in the sky. Spilled raisins on the ground, like spilled Apache tears. Those are the main things I remember from those winding Winnebago string of years. Emmy was a poet, she wore a turquoise ring. She was the life of every party, though I rarely heard her sing. Until one Christmas in Chicago, she once sang me 3 German songs. And when she taught me how to polka, well, she nearly had to carry me along. Emmy could be wise. Some say a wolf in sheep's clothing was her regular disguise. All macrame and turquoise in the corner, spinning her webs of twine. But she could soften you with laughter and tie you in her tangled world. Emily taught me when I was 21 that the progress of man is like a high noon sun, burning so brightly, even shining out the shade from sight. She says eventually the sun falls and gets swallowed on the outskirts of night. She he says eventually the sun falls and gets swallowed on the outskirts of night.